Now, when you drink coffee with and you put nothing in it, what do you call that?
Call it black coffee.
Do you ever use the expression barefooted?
Yeah.
How does that?
That's just coffee, no sugar, no cream, no nothing in it. Of course, they watched a lot of people. Now, I drink cream and sugar and have all of my life. But I've had an uncle that he'd drink her just as black as they made it. That's barefooted with nothing in it. Black coffee.
Now,
you get off on that coffee. I don't know. I might be telling you things you don't know.
Go ahead.
You're talking about this coffee. People used to fox hunt a lot. They'd take their coffee and take them an old can, bucket, and they'd go on these mountains, you know, and fox hunt, and lay out up there all night and build them up far and let their dogs run fox. They said there's an old man in Permanent. I've heard that two or three times, and I guess it was the truth. He said there's a boil that coffee and said this old man could drink it hotter than anybody. And said he took it right off the fire. I don't believe it, but they told it. And said that he took a big sup of it and said it got to burn him and said he squirted it out on his hand and said it burnt the hair off his hand. I'll never believe that. Some of them could drink it hotter than others, you know.
Yeah, that must have really been hot. You know, what would you call a dog that you couldn't, wasn't much good for hunting or anything, and just,
Well, I don't know what would be the problem. They call them, just like I told you yesterday about that boy dog, they ain't worth a thing in the world, only just to eat. I don't know what you'd call them, just a no-count dog, I reckon.
Okay. And then, when they, how long ago did they have a blacksmith here in the valley? Was there a blacksmith?
Oh, the last blacksmith, the good blacksmith, died, I guess, 5-6 years ago. There ain't no blacksmith anymore. I noticed the other day in the county paper where some man was advertising he'd shoe horses. Of course, these fellas that ride these horses in the park, they have to be shod. There ain't enough horses in Wires Cove anymore. But the last blacksmithing was like sharpening your tools for getting things. There's a fella up here at the forks of the road. He's an awful good blacksmith. I don't know. He's been dead, I guess, 4 or 5 years. And he's got a boy up there that could do a little blacksmithing, but not much. Them days when I was a boy, everybody had a shop, and you know, bellicers and handle and hammer and thing. They'd sharpen their plows and their mattocks and their tools, you know.
Did you ever do that yourself?
I've done a little of it. Never was good at it.
Tell me about how with the shoeing, how that's done.
Well, first place, your shoes come, your shoes. Then you took them and you turned them, and you had to sometimes close them and sometimes open them. Well, the horse's feet were just like mine. Your feet, they ain't all alike. And they'd get them red hot, and they had their anvil and their handle and their tongs, and they'd turn them and put them corks on them. Then where the nails went on, them holes all had to be opened up. They wasn't big enough for nails. Then they'd take a punch and open them nails up. Then when they got that done, well, they'd take the horse's foot and then take a drawing knife. That was a thing with two handles. I've got one out there. And a rasp. And they'd cut that foot down and then they'd rasp it and smooth it and get it level. And then they'd put them shoes on, and each side had 4 nails. And they drove that in the hoof. Now, a blacksmith had to know how to do it, or he'd get into the quick, you know. It'd be like your fingernail.
Yeah.
See, your fingernail, I that black part of my fingernail, and you cut it off. But you get up above that, you couldn't. Well, they had to stay within that. A blacksmith or a man knowed horses knowed where that was. There's a ring around there. You couldn't go past that ring. Sometimes they'd quick them, and they'd have to take the shoe off. And they'd put them 4 nails in there. And they'd drive them in there, and them nails would come out up here. They had the nails, you know, the nails was made in a way to let them come out. Then they took the hammer, and they took them off, and they'd take the clippers and cut them off. And then they'd put a piece of iron up there. And then they'd clinch them.